Hello everyone, this is Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. I know it's been a minute since I've done one of these. I've been busy with life. This is Boy Dame Dash, Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. Let's go. I've just been busy with life, man, guys. If anyone's listening out there, I think I do this more for my own self-therapy than anything else. I got 2 kids now, full-time job, just everyday grinding is tough when you got 2 kids, so, but, you know, everything, I take it one day at a time, try to get through it as best I can. I'm thankful for every day above ground, so, I'm on my way to work, driving, as of now, just dropped one of my kids off at school. Figured I'd just do one real quick. I've been reading a book. New book by David Goggins. He had his old book. Read his old book, Can't Hurt Me. He has a new one called Never Finished. But again, it's David Goggins. Really great book. I'm like halfway through it right now. One of the points he says is to record yourself. Record, like, I don't know, your deepest, darkest demons or fears. Anything that's negative. And to play it back and have it fuel you. And it kind of releases it from you, and you use it as fuel for your workouts and stuff. And I've never tried that, so I'm gonna try it. See, I wonder if this is kind of like it, man. Although I don't really like delve into deep dark secrets on here. You know, I just talk about normal life stuff. You know, so. But he said it's just for personal use, like record it and then just keep it for yourself. You know, and. Just listen to it and play it back and see how you feel about it and then go from there. So I'm gonna try that. Like I said, I'm halfway through the book. It's a good book. It's really, really inspiring. He's a great inspirational talker, and I mean he's crazy. He's an ex-Navy SEAL, ex-Ranger, parachuter. I don't know what you call it, but he's all that, man. He's an intense guy, man. He works out. He's 47 years old. Runs like 10 miles a day at least, if not more. Like. Dude, the dude's insane, crazy workout guy. So I get a lot of my motivation from him and like other things in life. So, yeah. So other than that, just wanted to touch base with everyone. Hope everyone's good out there. I'm heading to work. I've been working steady. Super Bowl was whatever. You know, Chiefs won again. I don't really want to talk about that. Looking forward to March Madness. The basketball NBA All-Star game was terrible, by the way. The only part that was cool was Dame Lillard. I can't shoot that good. Dame Lillard was shooting from half court, which is pretty crazy. The three-point contest was fun. I love that. Dunk contest was I think Mac McClung, a couple of his dunks were pretty cool, but that was it. Jaylen Brown was trash. Like, he tried to do D Brown dunk, didn't even do it correctly. I don't know. It was pretty much garbage. But yeah, and the All-Star game sucked just because they didn't play any defense at all. I mean, 200-200 final score. Like, come on now. That's ridiculous. They need to figure out a way to fix it so they play hard. I was talking to a buddy of mine from work. He said maybe they should, in the contract, whoever loses, they get a certain amount of money taken away from their contract. I think that's a great idea, honestly. Because they would definitely play harder. Maybe not a lot, but they'd play harder a little bit. All right. Other than that, I'm going to keep this one short. Because like I said, I'm on my way to work. I've just been working out. Worked out this morning. Had a good 45-minute workout. I try to these days. I'm 45 now. I'm about to be 46 in March. I just try to work out. I don't have a consistent thing. Like, you know, 5 days on, 2 days off. I don't do that. I just try to never go more than 2 days without working out. That's my limit. If I do 2 days, I got to go that next day. So that's what I'll do. So I'll maybe do 1 day on, 1 day off. Some weeks I feel good. I'll do 5 days on and then 2 days off, or 6 days on, 2 days off, 1 day off. So you never know. It is what it is. That's the way I look at it. It's been consistent with me. I was 265. I'm down. I'm steady at 245 right now. As far as my eating habits, I've changed them a lot. I wouldn't say I do an intermittent fasting or whatever, but I definitely do some sort of fasting. I don't eat. If I work out, I'll have a smoothie, like a fruit smoothie with whey protein in it. And then not eat until like 11 or 12, 12 the latest. Then I'll have lunch and then have dinner, a big dinner. And then that's it. Like dinner will be like around 5 or 6. And then that's it. After 7 or 8, I don't put anything else in my body. And it's been good. It's been working for me. If I don't work out, then I just don't eat breakfast at all until, I don't eat anything until like 11 or 12. And I dropped 20 pounds. I'm 245 right now. I feel good. I feel in shape. I'm still playing basketball on the weekends, you know, running with the youngsters, keeping up, you know. So it's been good. It's been a blessing. Legs are, you know, been good. Back's been good. Thank God for all that. So I've been truly blessed with that. And then just running around chasing my kids. That probably helps too. Picking them up, you know, that's another form of working out. So, and I think that's it. My kids, I love seeing them every day. Yeah, everything is good with them. Works a lot better. I'm in a different department now. I got a lot to be thankful, man, for. You know, sometimes I get down on myself, but you know, I've been blessed lately with a lot of good stuff, so I can't complain. The biggest thing is health, obviously, and my family's healthy. But other than that, everything's good. I'll try to keep doing this again, you know, more consistently. It's good for me just to talk, even if no one's listening, just to hear. Maybe I'll play it back for myself and listen to it in the future. Other than that, I'm going to keep it short. Hope you guys have a blessed week. And yeah, stay positive. You know, just count your blessings and, you know, hope for the best, expect the worst, and be thankful for every little thing you got. And then this is Dame Dash, Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. I'm out. Peace.